Lily, Lily, what am I supposed to do again? Just go outside. Shut the door and wait a couple minutes and then knock. Lily, excuse me, I'm sorry. Did you say ring the bell or knock? I said knock.
Intuit history would stop repeating itself.
Lily, am I supposed to have the tape recorder, or are you supposed
to... I'm listening to the tape recorder.
Okie doke.
The formula for water is H2O. Is the formula for an ice cube H2O squared? Why is it when we talk to God, we're said to be praying, but when God talks to us, we're schizophrenic? Ever notice when you're stoned, it's the bad shows that are the most interesting? Ever wonder why someone doesn't try softer? I've been to 6 different stores trying to buy a can of rat hairs and animal impurities. Every one I found had tuna fish in it. A lot of affection tonight. What? Why is it just because I get personal and loving with you, you think that you can horn in on my act?
Well, hi, how are you today?
Oh, I'm just fine, Lily. How are you?
Oh, I'm great today. I feel just great. I have 2 outfits just alike.
They're both very cute.
Let's take my car, shall we?
Oh. Lily, you were a real hoodie in high school, weren't you?
Why would you say that?
You had a quote-unquote bad rep, didn't you?
Well, I was a cheerleader in high school, probably the best white cheerleader Detroit ever saw. Sure, sometimes I was called in. I mean, my counselor, Mr. Daniels, he was always picking
on me. We're looking here at your record, kiddo. We're thinking of holding back your diploma.
I said, gee whiz, Mr. Daniels. Why would you do something like that?
Well, we've been adding up the days here. You've been a student for 3 years, but you've been absent 1.
I'd stay out 12, 13 days if my hair didn't turn out right. None of us knew how to love our own little peculiar individual bodies. I used to pad my hips because I thought they were supposed to be round from the front. I used old nylons and washcloths. And one day during a pep rally, as a cheerleader, I stood on the stage and looked down to see my hips laying on the floor.
Jeez, Margo, I don't think none of the cats is going to ask us to dance. Want you and I dance? Yeah, let's wait for a good beat. Oh, kid, I almost forgot to tell you, kill myself, I swear to God. I went over to Patty's last night. She bleached her bangs. Looks tough. No, her old lady don't feature it, but that ain't the cool part, Margo. I copped a look at Patty's diary. You know what? She made out with Richie Bonatelli on the first date in her life. Sure, where you think she got that big hickey? Plus Margo. That ain't all Patty. I seen her bra. It was laying on the bed. Honest to God, there was tissues in it. Yeah, flatty Patty. Yeah, I wondered, would Richie give her his ID bracelet? He knew she was made out of Kleenex. You know what we should do? Oh, we should. We should tell all the guys to sneeze when they see her. That would be so fab. This is a great tune. Why don't you and I dance? Mappa, 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 mappa. I must even get out of the house tonight, no lie. Oh, my old man, he's all shook up. Just on account I got 8 U's on my report card. Hey, Marco, how about Frankie? You didn't hear, Marco, where are you? Frankie smashed Mr. Gilman right in the mouth during metal shop. Yeah, they're kicking him out of school for a week. Frankie's so cool. Nah, he don't care. Give him time to soup up his Chevy. Honest to God, Margo, you should see that car. That car is so cheery. It's chopped, it's channeled, it's got this real cool horn, you know. You squeeze it, it goes, ooga, 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 ooga. So what are you looking at? So why don't you take a picture? It lasts longer. I can't stand her. Ah, she's on the honor roll. Yeah, I should have flipped her the bird. Anyways, forget her, Margo. Anyways, this is so cool. So Frankie was laying rubber in front of the bowling alley, and there was some punk there from the Heights, you know, kept yelling Frankie's name. Hey, Frankie! So Frankie yells back, that's my name, don't wear it out. Yeah, really shot the punk down. Then the next thing you know, this dud wants to drag Frankie for pinks. So Frankie tells the creep, he says, dry up and float away. Then honest to God, Margo, just as we're peeling out, Frankie sticks his hand in his pit and shoots the guy a couple of real loud ones. I ain't lying, Margo. Frankie's got a great personality. Oh, wait, I gotta show you the picture he gave me from my wallet. Don't he look tough? That cigarette behind his ear? This guy's the most. Look, is that cute, Margo? Right there. That big green spot. That's where he usually has his crucifix. Yeah, I did. I gave him one of my pictures. But see, I said, to Frankie, good luck in the future, you'll need it. Just kidding, ha-ha. Puddles of Purple Passion, Tony. Yeah, well, I write pretty casual.
Margo, there he is. Margo, I have a heart attack. How long do you think he's been here? I swear to God, I have a heart attack. Margo, whatever you do, promise you won't leave me. I swear to God, I'm going to follow Margo. He is so choice. I swear to God, I'm going to have a heart attack. Whatever you do, promise you won't leave me. I swear to God, Margo. Look at his white socks with his powder blue two-button roll. Check my hair. I swear to God, I'm going to fall down. I'm going to die right here. He's coming right over here, Margo. Yeah, he's coming right over here. No, he ain't, Marco. What's he doing? Come on, honest to God, I ain't looking. What's he doing? Marco, honest to God, he's dancing, ain't he? With Francine Puley? I'm gonna break down, Marco. I swear to God, I'm gonna break down right here. Promise you won't leave. Come on, let's cut to the John. I gotta have a ciggy butt. Oh, what do I care? That creep? She washes a gym suit every week.
Oh, when did you leave Detroit, Lily?
As soon as I realized where I was.
Something?
What?
I can do pit pumps.
Oh, that's interesting.
Oh, wait, let me see if I got that part on the tape. Oh, merd. I can do pit pumps. Oh, isn't that a shame? I could just eat beetles. Don't say anything important until we get there.
Well, we're already here.
Oh. My goodness, I've never seen so many...
Mercedes?
I was going to say palm trees.
We'll get a quiet table so we can talk.
Miss Minnelli, please.
Good afternoon.
May we have a table for two, please?
Miss Welch, please.
I am sorry, madame, but we are very full.
Will you excuse us, please?
Please.
I thought you made a reservation, Lily.
I thought you made a reservation.
Miss Kale, please.
Lily, I was sure that you were the one who was supposed to make a reservation.
Oh, I'm certain. It doesn't matter.
Miss Ernestine Tomlin, please.
Oh, sir, may I speak to you privately? I have Lily Tomlin here with me. Lily Tomlin. Perhaps you don't recognize me.
A gracious hello. This is installation and repair service. Miss Tomlin speaking clearly into her mouthpiece. Who's calling, please? The AMA? What's that stand for? Anna Maria Alberghetti? Oh, don't get so uptight. It's just a little joke, not unlike Medicare. So, what's up, Doc? Interference on the line from whom, your insurance man? Okay, just a few questions. Have you had this interference before? Well, you've got it again. Tell me, is there any history of it in your family? Uh-huh. Well, let's run a few simple tests, see if we can get a specimen of your problem. Take your receiver, place it under your tongue, and say, ah. Hold it right there. I'll be back. Be patient. Phoenicia, you wouldn't believe what I've got this fool from the AMA doing. Good. Now, sir, remove all your clothing and fold it neatly on a chair. Yes, all of it. Oh, now, don't be that way. After all, your secretary is a professional person. Good. Now take your instrument, sit on it, turn your head and cough. Oh, my goodness. That doesn't sound good. You're really sick. Perhaps our installation specialist left a clamp inside your equipment. I'm going to need a second opinion on this from our repairman, Vito. How about a week from Wednesday at 1:10? Oh, wait a minute. Cancel that. That's the day Vito plays golf. Today is impossible. I said today is impossible. You have a lot of nerve asking us to make a house call. Oh, is that so? Is that so? Well, if it's an emergency, put your phone in an ambulance, drop it off at our back door, and we'll have one of our trainees take a look at it.
Tomlin. Tomlin.
How are we doing?
Oh, they're full, Lily. We don't have a reservation.
Oh, I can handle this. Excuse me, sir. I'm sure you have something, don't you, for... we could stop at Jack in the Box.
I'll be fine, Lily. I want to talk to you about your frank film about heterosexuality. Did it seem strange to you, seeing yourself making love to a man on the big screen?
Oh, well, I did a lot of research, you know, and by the time we began shooting, I was used to it. I've seen these women all my life, so I know how they walk, I know how they talk. Of course, I did interview some psychiatrists, but they don't have the answers.
No, I don't suppose anyone does, really.
Of course, I got a lot of flack from straight liberation groups. Some thought I went too far, some not far enough.
Well, you have your radical element in every group.
And my family said, how could you do such a thing? People just don't understand. You don't have to be one to play one.
I guess people are pretty amazed that a woman who looks like you do can play a heterosexual so realistically and still be perfectly normal. The voice you use for the part, don't you do that in your act?
Yes, that's Mrs. Judy Beasley of Calumet City, Illinois.
For years, I have had a family problem I could not solve. Dirt, grease, and stains in my family wash. I tried every brand of detergent on the market, but nothing seemed to do the job. Then about a month ago, a man came to the door and asked me to try something new called GER. He said to me, with GER, your problems will be over. Naturally, I was skeptical. But I tried it anyway, and was I surprised? Everything came out perfect, even the tough things. I was so excited, I just had to come on TV and tell you about it. Gur contains a new additive called carnivore that seeks out and gobbles up stains like a thousand tiny little piranha fish. To prove it, I have brought some samples from my own family wash. See this diaper? It has been worn 6 days. Disgusting. And look at these grass stains on Billy's chinos. These are really tough. And here, these lipstick stains on my husband's collar. Well, anyway, I am only going to take half a cup of Gur. You only need half a cup because it's concentrated. See, you can actually feel it coming on for weeks and weeks now. He's been so indifferent no matter how hard I tried to please him. Because it's concentrated, you save money because you use less and less and less time at home. All those nights he said he was going bowling, I have just been kidding myself along like some kind of fool. Well, the hell with you. Gur is not only strong, it is safe for even the most delicate washables, like this sheer pink negligee he gave me on our 8th anniversary. You never cared about me. All you ever wanted was supper on the table and no responsibility. Well, you want to know something? Billy isn't yours.
Oh, Lily, I'm still confused about your philosophy. I mean, how you feel about things. Do you believe in anything?
Oh, quick, would you turn on the radio?
Brown to the National.
Get a woman was reported.
I've got good news for you tonight. Right up here on this stage, do you feel it? I received so many cards and letters recently, they all start off, Sister Boogie Woman. I don't know how to tell you how my life has changed since I invited Boogie into my heart. Now, you out there might be saying to yourself this very minute, what's an old 77-year-old woman like that talking when she talks about all this Boogie? You say to me, just what, Sister Boogie Woman, is Boogie? How will I know if I got it? If I don't got it, how can I get it? Well, I'm going to tell you, friends and neighbors. Boogies, when you're 77 years old, you got a pack on your back and your teeth in a jar, and those teeth are smiling. Now, for all of you out there in radio land who couldn't be with us tonight, Boogie's reaching out, turning off that bed light like this. Click. Then you lay back that gray little head of yours, sink it into that oily little pillow. Reach over with that liver spotted little hand of yours and grab that dial. I'm radioing Boogie at you. I'm not playing music at you. I'm not reading the bad news off the teletype. I'm emanating Boogie AM and FM every which way. Are you on my beam? Now, there's some old gnat brain slow learners out there. Ask me, sister, what does Boogie mean, dimwits? Boogie's not a meaning, Boogie's a feeling. Don't try to understand it, try to feel it. Do you feel it? No, you don't. No, you don't. I know when people's got Boogie. Well, I know some people's got so much Boogie, their Boogie's got Boogie. And I know some people's got such little Boogie, if you should take a snapshot of their poor soul, you get an old blurry photo of a dried-up peach pit. How many dried-up peach pit souls am I talking to tonight?
I haven't, but I lost it, sister.
Ain't you ashamed? Some people look me eager in the face, say, sister, do I got Boogie? I say, if you got to ask, you don't got it. Because Boogie takes the question marks out of your eyes, puts little exclamation marks in their place. Are you on my beam? Yeah. Folks say, sister, you got me wanting Boogie so bad. How can I get it? Well, I can't send you an old junk mail full-color brochures like Oral Roberts does. No matter how many damned old 25-cent suffer dress stamped envelopes you send me, because Boogie won't sit still long enough to get its picture took. Now, tonight's letter, picked at random, says, dear sister, I'm writing you from a nursing home about 10 miles outside Bull's Gap. I will not mention the woman's name in case the nursing home authorities are spying on us. She continues, my problem is twofold. Remember, I'm the one who wrote you complaining about them always serving Jell-O here. You told me to start a riot, but I can't. Seems most everyone here likes Jell-O. My second problem's more serious. I'm in love with the gentleman who lives down the hall. This time, sister, it is the real thing. We want very much to get it on. But we can't. But we can't. Because they won't let us close the door around here. Can you throw any light on the subject, a loyal listener? Dear listener, I believe that jello's gone to your brain. The answer is so simple. The answer is so simple. Do it with the door open. That's right. Do it with the door open. You'll see, they'll soon let you close that door. But don't think they won't be peeking on you through the keyhole, though. But so what? I said, but so what? Are you on my beam? Now back to my boogie message, because I know I have not made myself clear. For all you muddy-minded, clogged-hearted little bitty-brain boogie doubters, I'm going to tell you what boogie's not. Because you're used to dealing in negatives. Boogie's not smiling at somebody with your lips and squinting at them with your heart. Boogie's not sitting at a alarm clock so you could get up early just because you got so much to do. Boogie's setting that clock so you can catch the sun coming up over them office buildings and you don't got to go to no office. Because the only job you got to do is spread joy. And the only boss you got is the boogie boss. Because boogies, when you take those no deposit, no return bottles back to the market by mistake, they give you the money anyway just because they like your attitude. And boogies, when the rest of the world is looking you straight in the eye and saying you'll never be able to make it and you got your teeth in a jar and those teeth say, yes, I can. You've all heard the old saying, I complained because I had no shoes. Then I met a man who had no rhythm. That wonderful sweet stuff swarming all around us and in this boogie. Go after it, ho-hog. Don't mince around and boogie those buckles off those shoes. I say think of yourself as a potato chip and life as a dip. Think of yourself as a chicken leg and life as a shake thing. To a whole lifetime. Fred, if they let go and get boogie, they might make a fool of themselves. You call that living? When I say boogie, I mean abandon. I mean sensation. I mean diving in with your eyes closed and your arms wide open. People say to me, sister, I don't believe in nothing. I believe it's all done with mirrors.
What'd you say?
I say, my friends. I say, my friends. I say, my friends. Boogie is believing in the maker of those mirrors. Now's the time. Don't be late for now. Can I get a witness? Get those bones on the boogie beam. Let me hear you say, I got boogie. Oh, come on, let me hear you say, I got boogie. Oh, no, that's pitiful. That's pitiful. There's a whole bunch of dried up peach pits in this auditorium. Let me hear you say, sister boogie woman. Let me hear you say, sister boogie woman. I got boogie!
Well, I'm glad I got to meet you.
It was a pleasure, Lily. Will you send me a copy of the record?
Oh, sure, if you like.
By the way, Lily, yesterday when the tape ran out, what did you mean by that little riddle?
Little riddle? You mean what does a chameleon see when it looks into a mirror? Another mirror. Well, bye.
Bye, Lily.
I think that each of us, in his own tasteful way, has tried this evening to show you the magic of entertainment.
Hi, I am a real person like yourself. It's nothing to be ashamed of, but something to be concerned about, I know.
She is a square and proud of it.
Oh, don't get so uptight.
I'm a rubber freak.
You're great, I'm great, we're all great.
Did I say that? I must have been stoned.
Isn't that refreshing?
To touch for a few brief moments the misery and squalor of your lives. The intense glamour and excitement of our own. Catch me later, won't you, at the Wilson Motel, rinsing out my pantyhose.
I swear to God I never break down right here. Promise you won't leave.
So
you've had a good time tonight. Oh. Or if you've had a good time any night.
You can't get anything good on the radio
anymore.
For
gosh sakes, why not drop a dollar in the mail to me?
Oh, let me hear you speak. Mr. Boogie!
Indeed, Sister Boogie Woman. That was Lily Tomlin. Modern Scream, an album which she put out some time ago. Some of the material that she does on Broadway is taken from this album, or rather she put some of the material on this album that she later used in her appearance on Broadway. Margot Adler was in a while ago and said that she had managed to catch Lily as well and agreed with our perception that she is indeed a funny, funny woman. Thank you for being with us tonight on Women's Studies. We have several things planned in the days to come. We've got a fundraising drive coming up. But in the meantime, you should, of course, be aware of the Women's Department programs that are on a regular basis here on WBAI. On Monday night, Jerry Hatch with Our Cities, Our Lives. On Tuesday night, The Real Live Lesbian Show with Rebecca Tron and Carmen Garcia. On Wednesday, yours truly, Viv Sutherland with Women's Studies. On Thursday, that's tomorrow, Irene Yarrow with Every Woman's Space. All of these programs are on at 9 p.m. And on Sunday, our new magazine, The Velvet Sledgehammer, from 1 o'clock in the afternoon until 2:30. And we have some wonderful things coming up. We are going to be carrying on the Sledgehammer a news report every week, which is put together for us by the Women at Majority Report, and which will be rebroadcast every Monday evening after the regularly scheduled news here at WBAI. And in the meantime, I hope you have a very good week, and I will see you next week. This is Viv Sutherland.
Turn around and tell you every woman's got to fall.